The Mariners look for a series win against the Mets, and Nelson Cruz gets Seattle off to a strong start against Seth Lugo.
Cruz swinging a high fly ball, well hit to left, forget it. Cespedes can only turn and watch as it sails into the upper deck in left field. A three-run homer for Nelson Cruz, his 21st of the year. And the American League leader in runs batted in now has 79. And the Mariners have a 3-0 first inning lead. Here's the 2-0 to Martin. Swinging a drive, well hit to right. It's deep. It's down the line. It's gone if it's fair. And it is gone. A home run. Right inside the foul pole and a long ways up down the right field line. So Martin, who had been only 6-for-54 with the Mariners this year, called up today to replace the injured Ryan Haniger, who went on the DL, and Martin launches a home run, his first and his first run batted in of the year, and the Mariners now lead 4-0. Now the pitch to Cano with the infield back, lined over first, base hit, going into the right field corner, ricochets off the jutting stands, Gamel scores, Cano jogging to second, took Granderson a second reach for that ball to pick it up, and standing at second with a double and a run batted in is Robinson Cano. 1-2 on the way. Swung on and missed, strike three. Cut fastball from Paxton. Here's the 2-2 to Walker. Swung on and missed, strike three. 2-0 pitch. Granderson hits it hard to the right side. Backing up into right field, Cano to grab it. His throw to first is just in time to get Granderson. Side retired.
The Mets have now lost 4 of 5. They fall to 48-55 on the season. Here's their manager, Terry Collins.
You know, I'm sure he wishes he took, you know, make a little bit better pitch, but again, we, you know, getting off the slow start that, you know, when you look up and you're down, we gotta just, you know, battle back and get in the game, and you know, Seth gave us that opportunity, shut him down for 3 innings, and gave us the opportunity to come back. Their kid pitched really good. Paxton pitched really good. The X-rays were negative, real sore, and ran on the, you know, on the ulnar bone there, and so we're gonna have the X-rays checked by our doctors, but hopefully that's negatives.
The Mets resume their road trip on Tuesday in Colorado. Steven Matz will get the start in the opener.